Hey, good morning. It's the Pod Chick bringing you another episode of the Pod Chick Podcast. I'm your host, Audrey Bell Kearney. Listen, yesterday I talked a little bit about Amazon. Today I'm going to talk about Alexa. So my goal is to get my podcast everywhere. That's my goal. Like everywhere it can be, because I'm trying to get to, my goal is to get to a million listeners, million subscribers, or a million download, or a combination of both. So I'm out there, like every time I turn around, I'm looking for like, where can I put my podcast? What can I put my podcast? Well, I created an Alexa skill for my podcast, which was so cool because, you know, we have Alexas in the house, right? And Alexa is artificial intelligence, and which is great. And I'm so excited about that. And I talk about my next place tomorrow or Friday, one day this week or next week. Anyway, so I decided, so right now my show is on iTunes, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Internet, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Amazon Fire TV, Alexa, and some other ones, Himalaya. It's a bunch of Blueberry. It's all over the place, right? And it's probably on more places. Those are the only places I have listed because I haven't gone back and actually pull my stats, which I really need to take the time to do. I'm talking about getting to a million. I might be at a million, don't even know. But anyway, Alexa, right? So Alexa is so freaking cool. So I have an Alexa skill that I created on Amazon. Amazon is amazing. So Amazon is kind of like Google. Like they make it real easy for developers like myself to go in there and create things. And I love that about them. Google is the same way. Like they make it, if you go to Udacity, Google have Udacity.com. So Udacity is a place where you go to learn different softwares and skills and things like that. I'm talking about really good things that you can take into the job market if you're looking to be, you know, an employee for someone. You go to Udacity.com, they got some amazing trainings over there and workshops and things like that that you can learn. But Google makes a lot of this stuff free to learn. So if you go to Udacity.com, you can pretty much learn a lot of stuff that's free that Google offers, which I love. Amazon is the same way. Amazon has a lot of stuff, but it has a lot. So you have to know how to navigate that part of Amazon. Like you need, if you're not a tech person, it's going to be hard for you. I'm just going to not lie. You know, when I say tech, I'm talking about, you don't have to be like a A+ programmer, but if you're not tech savvy at all, trying to navigate through that stuff, that's the hard part, right? Because it gets a little frustrating, especially with Amazon. Like if you go to Google, right? If you got a Gmail account, and you sign into, if you click on more, you're going to see all the things that Google offered. And Google offers a lot of stuff. And there are a lot of million-dollar earners out there. They don't use anything but Google stuff. Google Docs, Google Streaming, Google Clipboard. Google got all kinds of things. But you got to take the time to learn that stuff, right? And that's cool because you can. If you're that type of person, I'm that type of person. Like I will take some time and learn some stuff and be happy about it. That's how I learned to develop Alexa skills. I took the free trainings and I learned you can do it. If you can't do it, holler at me and I'll do it for you. Because that's what I do. Like people that are not tech savvy, they come to me and say, Audrey, I need a skill, or I need a Fire TV channel, or I need a Roku channel. I took the time to learn it because that's the person I am. I like technology. I love all this stuff. I found it amazing. So I've taken the time to learn these things, but that is also my business. Like I turned it into a business. The fact that I've learned these skills and I've mastered these skills, now that's what I do in my business. So I build Fire TV channels, I build local channels, I build Alexa skills and things like that. But anyway, I digress for a second. I built my skill, right? And so the first time it was live, I was so excited because I got Alexa in my room. So I was like, Alexa, open Good Morning Gwinnett. And she says, opening the most recent episode of Good Morning Gwinnett. And it plays, it freaks me out, man, every time I hear it. Here's the thing, though. Amazon is selling Alexas like crazy, just like they're selling Fire Sticks. So why wouldn't you want to be on these platforms? Why would you not? Why would you not want to have your podcast on an Alexa skill? Why not? Why would you not want to have your podcast on a Fire Stick? Why not? Trust me when I tell you, people are watching. I go and listen to podcasts on Fire Stick. That's why I knew they were. I was like, holy crap. I could put my podcast on Amazon Fire Stick. Yes, I can. Yes, yes. Then I thought, when can I get it on Alexa? Yes, I can. It's on both platforms. So what I'm saying to you is if it's your goal to grow your podcast, think about these alternative places to put your podcast. Yes, thank you to Anchor and thank you to Spreaker and all you other guys out there to get us on these other platforms. But listen, if you're like me and you want to make this podcast your main thing, which is what I'm pushing for, I'm pushing to make this my main thing that I get up every day. And I do it 4 days a week, but I want to get up and make it the best show possible. I want to do 2-3 hours of podcasting a day. I can't do that yet because I still got to do the business, right? So I get to do about an hour and a half every day. I can't do 3 hours of podcasting. I don't have a studio yet where I can have multiple people drop by and be on my show. That's my goal. That is the vision I see for myself. I envision having a Good Morning Gwinnett studio where I run the show three hours a day. Monday, well, let me say this. I think I'm going to keep my Fridays to myself. But where I run the show at 3 hours a day from 9 to 12, that's my goal, right? To have my studio. And people come in and be my guest on the show. And I have co-hosts on my show. I'm looking forward to doing that. So right now, while I have time, I'm going to put it on all these platforms because by 2020, my goal is to be going into the Good Morning Gwinnett studio, moving in, and doing the live broadcast with guests and ribbon cuttings and all that good. That's my goal. That's what I'm working for. You know, and for some people, it's just like, you know, I still want to do it from home. That's great. That's your thing. I want to be in a studio. I want to have people come in. I want to be able to interview them and talk to them, have great conversations. Now I'm doing that now on Thursdays. I got guests coming in on Thursdays. So if you want to listen to Good Morning Gwinnett, my show called Good Morning Gwinnett, go to goodmorninggwinnett.com. Last Thursday, I interviewed a woman, her name was Monica Douglas Davis, and she is a therapist talking about suicide prevention and mental illness and things like that. That was a great show. I mean, a really, really, really good show because she was a really, really good guest. She knew her stuff. And I said to her when we got finished, you should start a podcast. And she said, I had one. She was on somebody's network. But she's going to start it back. But listen, get on Alexa, right? Get on Amazon Fire TV. Get your show on Roku. Roku is one of the best places to put your show. If you don't think Roku is a place for you, Pandora is on there. All Pandora do is play music. Spotify is on Roku. All Spotify does is play music. That's all they do. They don't show videos. They just play music. You see a picture and a song. And people who like Pandora and they want to listen in the living room and put it on the surround sounds and all that good stuff, guess what they do? Because I'm telling you what we do. We turn Pandora on. We let Pandora play. If we don't feel like putting the TV on, guess what we do? We turn Alexa on. We let Alexa play. We got a little speaker that's attached to Alexa and we want to play Alexa. We let Alexa play. So I'm saying all that to say, if your goal is to do like me and make this your main thing, because that's my goal, to make this my main thing. I get up every day and do my main thing. What? I'm excited about that every time I think about it. Think about where you need to be. If I'm telling you I'm on Alexa, you should be on Alexa. If you're trying to make this your main thing, be everywhere you can. Put out social links everywhere. And then you tell people, I'm on Alexa, you know, and it's exciting. But anyway, that's all I got for you today. I'm going to stop talking now so I can go have breakfast with my family. And I'll be back again soon with another tip to help you get your podcast out there. You are listening to Audrey Bell Kearney, and I am the Pod Chick. Bye now. And until next time, make it a great day.